it's 9 o'clock. Something like that. In the background is my good friend Gary Newman. Tonight on Theme Party, we have a special musical guest who should be here eventually. They're called The Visitors Q. They're from Echo Park, Los Angeles, California, and other parts therein. In the meantime, I'm drinking cranberry juice. And I'm going to have some Baileys. I might also put some ice in the Baileys. However, none of that should distract from the fact that we've got a lot of stuff coming up tonight that will be awesome, including songs by Sing Sing, for instance, and a group that I really love right now called New Buffalo. And Gary Newman, of course, who are you hearing? Momus, The Most Serene Republic, others that I will drunkenly improvise, and of course the Visitors Q as soon as they show up. And now I'm going to go. But I'm still going to be awesome. Don't forget that. Oh yeah. It's Theme Party on Kill Radio, killradio.org. Progressive politics, computer nerds, and music dorks all coming together in the trifecta of dork. Also, there's me and my lovely co-hosts, who shall be here shortly. Did I mention that you can IM us? Our AOL Instant Messenger ID is Theme Party Radio. Now, listen to the fucking song, or I will hurt you, your feelings, during Nintendo.
yeah, here I am. I'm not down with that R&B, it makes me sick.
my fingers brush your breath. The painter and his model, the girl.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Is everyone there? Everyone who has
yes.
a microphone, feel free to say hello into it randomly.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, before I do anything else, I'm going to say two things that are not going to happen tonight. One, we're not going to have any ridiculous technical problems that'll cause my aneurysm to be created so that it will pass sense in the future. And two, I'm not going to spill Bailey's all over me like last time. Or was it the New Year's Eve show?
It was Bailey's.
Was it the New Year's Eve show?
Oh.
When was it I spilled Bailey's? New Year's Eve. Yes, okay. Well, the point is, that's not going to happen tonight. Okay, so let's just stop and say hi to the visitors queue who are with us right now.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello, the visitors queue.
The visitors queue, of course, are our musical guests tonight. They finally got set up.
Or they said hello to themselves.
They said hello to... They said hello to Jesus. Or do you have a problem with God?
I like God.
Yeah, exactly my point. We don't... This is a Christian show. Or it is now that I've just announced it. I just want to say that Jesus loves the little children, and this I know, because the Bible something. We just heard Momus, the painter and his model, from the album Hippopotamomus, which I've been playing a lot lately because that album's actually out of print, and for some reason, they just came up with this Momus compilation called, what is it called? Illegal Software Time Machine, and it's a compilation of all his creation records. Albums, singles. And for whatever reason, they didn't release The Painter and His Model as a single from that album. They did release Hippopotamomus, which is actually the worst track from that album, although it's a good song. The song's called The Painter and His Model. The album's from 1991. It's very good. It's out of print, but you could probably find it at your local... If you live in a place with good record stores and a lot of people who are obsessed with Japanese music, you could probably find it. Or you could send us an email at themeparty@gmail.com and I'll send you copies of it. Before that, we heard a song by my close personal imaginary friend DMX Crew. Song is called Good Time Girl, and that's from what album is that from? It's from New Romantics, I think. But it's fucking awesome. And before that, we heard XTC Generals and Majors, which I just kind of put on because I felt like it. And before that, Rodney O and Joe Cooley, Humps for the Boulevard, a classic of the G-Funk era yeah. from 1992. And we opened the whole show up tonight with a song from Gary Numan called It Must Have Been You. That's actually
that song was awesome.
Thank you.
I just have to say that.
Yeah, that song is really incredible. It's actually from the final Tubeway Army album. Before Gary Numan was Gary Numan. I mean, it was always his music and he produced everything, but he was in a band, technically. They called themselves Tubeway Army. After the second Tubeway Army album broke really huge, it had this really huge hit called Our Friends Electric, and It Must Have Been You was another successful song from that album. After that, he just became sort of, he went Gary Numan, and the next album is the one with Cars on it. Anyway, the song, the album is from the Tubeway Army's second album called Replicator. Yes. Anyway, so we're here. I just learned to speak English this week, and I'm doing very good at it. Tonight has no theme other than the fact that the visitors' queue are here, and because they're sitting in front of me, and I'm going to pretend I don't know them personally, I'm going to ask them to introduce themselves to you.
I got all the mics.
He's
my name is Damon.
Damon, is your last name really gross?
Yeah, yes it is, Ross.
Pretty fucking awesome.
It is.
Well, we agree. Who else do we have?
Well, this is June. I play the bass, and I didn't bring my bass, but I'm here.
You could beatbox though, right?
Yeah, I could.
You could sing along with it.
Yeah. I could do that. Yeah.
Awesome.
Sure.
And
this is Chad.
So why don't I ask you guys a really ridiculous question that's completely generic. After I ask for your astrology signs, describe Visitor's Q to people who haven't heard before.
Who's going to do this?
Oh, somebody spilled.
Visitor's Q is like a spilt beer on a free amp.
Yeah, we're influenced by the Go-Go's and the Black Sabbath. Or
are you in?
Something like that.
Thank you.
That's it? So would you say you're influenced by the by the amazing stage presence of what's her name? Who, the lead singer of the Go-Go's.
Belinda Carlisle?
Belinda Carlisle.
Yeah,
thank you.
She's
Yay.
Our hero.
We're influenced by Ludacris.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Now, my band is actually a crunk tribute band. We call ourselves Dirty South. And
I'm from the Dirty South.
It's a double entendre. Where are you from?
I'm from these streets.
Nashville.
You're from Nashville?
Yeah.
That's not really the Dirty South.
Yeah, it is.
I thought Dirty South was like Atlanta and Miami.
Close enough.
Okay, that's cool.
Florida isn't the South. Well, Miami shouldn't be the South.
Well, I mean, yeah, but Miami base.
Dirty South is, yeah, Tennessee.
Tampa. But
Miami is southernmost.
Yeah.
More than others.
Well, yeah.
That's pretty South.
I admit
that it's a lot gayer than most people.
Tallahassee would be like the Dirty South.
Well, I admit that Miami is much gayer than the rest of the South, but it's still the home of Miami Bass and Vanilla Ice, or the former home of Vanilla Ice. He claimed Miami, but he was really from Dallas. I actually think he was from Paris, Texas.
Texas?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Damn right.
Paris, Texas. I've actually been there once.
Yeah, there's a Paris, Tennessee, too.
What? Do you have a miniature Eiffel Tower in Paris, Tennessee?
Yeah. What?
Do you have a miniature Eiffel Tower in Paris, Tennessee?
I don't think so. There's like a hold down going on there like every year or something.
So did you go?
I'm not sure. I've never been there. But are you?
You've never been to where the town you're from?
No,
he's from Nashville.
You're from Nashville. Sorry.
Paris is like a bunch of friends of mine are there. From there.
Weird. Where'd you go to school at? Or did you go?
I went to school there called Belmont. So.
I know nothing about that place.
No, I don't remember anything about it either, so.
I've only been to Tennessee one time.
Where did you go?
I drove through Tennessee.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've been to Pigeon Forge.
Hey.
Dollywood.
Dollywood. Cool. There's a lot of rides.
That's awesome.
And we went. We went into a store because my dad wanted to buy a Western hat or Southern hat or whatever.
Yeah.
And some Western. Other guy's in there with his wife. And he's like, he tries on a hat and he's like, that looks like a damn Yankee hat. And we're like, be quiet.
I can't wear none of that.
Don't give it away, guys.
It's okay. Actually, in the South, at least in Oklahoma and Texas, I can't verify if it's the same. I'm from Oklahoma.
Oh, you are?
Hell yeah. From
Tulsa.
From just out of Tulsa.
Tulsa?
Yep, I could do.
Wow, Oklahoma, that's like Flaming Lips are from Oklahoma.
Hell yeah, they're from Norman. Good guys, I know only from brief encounters, but I've heard on good authority that they're great guys.
Yeah,
Starlight Mints are from there too.
Oh really?
Yeah, Hoyt Axton, of course, my boy. Jimmy Webb, the guy who wrote MacArthur Park, also.
Right on.
From MacArthur Park, made popular, by the way, by our friend Richard Harris. You're from Omaha, Nebraska?
Hey.
Oh, yeah, that's the home of Omaha, that's the home of that. Wait, isn't Omaha the home of that one guy whose ass I will... Oh, Bright Eyes.
Yeah.
I will beat him to a bloody pulp.
I made love to him one night.
Oh. Did he name himself...
Seven times, right?
Seven times.
Wow. What was it like?
Lucky number.
It was sensual.
Did he weep all over you? Like he was like, get ready for the money shot, and then he went and tears.
It was a single tear.
There was a lot of smearing of eyeliner. Let me put it to you like that.
Did he name himself after that ridiculous Art Garfunkel song?
I couldn't tell you.
You know the one from Watership Down? Bright Eyes, won't you come?
Isn't that what they called Shirley Temple or something?
Bright Eyes? I don't.
I always hoped it was Bright Eyes from the Planet of the Apes, but I don't.
Is there a Bright Eyes in Planet? Called him Bright Eyes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Come here, Bright Eyes.
Did.
Come here.
They did.
That's right. That's what Dr. Zira named him. Wow, you are my hero now. We've already made it to Planet of the Apes, so I'm gonna arbitrarily decide that the Visitor's Q are in fact influenced by Art Garfunkel and Charlton Heston.
Yeah, that's pretty close.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the apes.
And the apes. Of course the apes. But who isn't influenced by apes?
Q.
I actually got hair transplants on my back.
Oh.
So I could emulate my hero, Cornelius.
Cornelius rocks.
I agree completely.
Yeah.
I was just picking grubs out of my mate's hair.
Ook, ook. I was actually just ripping the penis of my old owner off and flinging it into a pasture. That's an oldie but goodie, by the way.
Yeah, going back to our favorite news story of 2004.
Yeah, there's a guy that like had a chimpanzee, and he took it to a wildlife preserve somewhere here in California, and went out to visit it.
Out in like San Dimas.
Yeah, it was out in the
out in Covina.
Out in the hot desert. Is San Dimas the high desert?
San Dimas is a water park. That's all I know.
Yeah,
it's
well,
very there's
park.
Lots of tornadoes over there.
What? There is not tornadoes in San Dimas.
Yes.
Tornado Island.
There what? Because at the beginning of 2005. There was a tornado on New Year's Eve, and then like a big rainstorm. So like a bunch of stuff got.
No. That's like one tornado in like 20 years.
No, but
I'll tell you what. A lot of tornadoes.
More prone than say Los Angeles.
That's true, but
city of.
But there's lots of places more prone. I'm telling you, there a lot of tornadoes is like the 500 that Oklahoma gets every year.
All right.
Whatever. I'm just saying.
I'm saying for Southern California, for the Inland Empire.
Yeah, let me tell you something, Southern California. You're pussies when it comes to the weather.
That's true.
It is.
Yep.
After I lived in Omaha.
Wait, speaking of the mic.
I realized this after I lived in the Midwest for a little bit. We are very lucky out here.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. But you know, there was that is the most boring thing in the world, but I promise there are ninjas in this story that I'm going to insert into it. There was a really bad rainstorm about 3 months ago, and the sky got pitch black. And that guy knows. And the sky... What, I can't say the sky in my own radio show?
Jeez.
Son of a...
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Oh, people are screaming outside.
Yeah, apparently everyone from Mardi Gras has relocated to California. Yeah, either that or it's like all those assholes from North Beach in San Francisco. You guys ever spend much time in San Francisco? You go to like North Beach and you read about... Well, back in the 50s, North Beach was like... Where all the beat poets lived. That's where like Jack Kerouac and all those guys were like. Cause it was dirt. Yeah, it was like the Italian American part of town, apparently. And so now it's like it's where all the fraternity people go to get drunk. So without fail, every week and probably starting Thursday night, there are these buses full of like drunken frat guys going woo, and there's strip clubs all over the place.
Why do they do that?
I don't know.
Oh my God! As you said, it's, woo! It's someone outside just said the exact same thing. There was an echo.
I'll woo you.
I think it has something to do with apes.
Apes
are cool.
Yeah.
Simian.
So the visitors' queue are made up of four people total, but there's only three of them here in the studio because one of them has a show tonight elsewhere with his other band, Creekbird, right?
Yeah. He is Creekbird.
Awesome.
So he had a previous
Creek
engagement.
Busy.
Yeah.
Creekbird, if anyone out there who has never had a chance to see him, it's a pretty interesting show. The closest comparison I can come to is if you've ever seen John Bryan live, but their music's completely different. The Creekbird basically plays with like pre-recorded and sequenced music, and then he gets like all sorts of guitars and stuff and sings his songs over them, and they're really good
songs.
Don't
he have ukulele and stuff?
Yeah, ukulele.
It's a banjo-lele.
Oh, yeah.
Banjo-lele.
It's pretty cool stuff. So you guys sell yourself.
Probably a ukulele, yeah.
Do you guys have anything? I know you got your MySpace profile. Do you have any demos or albums that people can purchase?
We're working on it right now.
We've been working on it for a total of maybe 16 hours or 2 weeks over 6 months.
Right.
Yeah, that's about right.
Okay. And is it an EP or is it going to be an album fully? How many songs do you guys intend to put on it?
That's a good question. We started four. So maybe end
that's
up
it.
With 10.
Yeah. Four could turn into 12.
Yeah.
Pretty easily.
Play each one twice.
Yeah.
I think you guys need to just write one song and give it different lyrics and do like a Trapped in the Closet kind of thing.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
We could sing one in Japanese and like Albanian and make it different.
Man,
songs.
That would be incredible.
No one would be the wiser.
I have nothing to say to that.
Me neither.
All right, well, in addition to Creekbird, in addition to the Visitors Q, who have been dissed by their homie Creekbird, I've also got, of course, Kiss My Fist.
Hello.
I've got Damon Gross's lady, Shannon's in the studio.
Hi.
DJ Ooze for Jesus is here with us as well, but...
Hello.
That's right. I, of course, am here. Kyle MCDC, apparently... We discussed this last week. Kyle MCDC recently got himself a big shot job working for a telenovela. And
well, an American telenovela.
An American telenovela. They're actually apparently trying to bring the telenovela kind of style of television into the U.S. So they've done all these, like, basically they...
Thank God, finally.
Look, I watch telenovelas all the time.
No, I'm saying that seriously.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
They're incredible. All I get is, like, every now and then they'll be like, some guy with a bad mustache and too much makeup will look directly into the camera and be like, Dios mío. Yeah. Or, Corazón Diablo.
And yeah.
All I can tell is that he apparently said, my God, Devil Heart.
No, it's not romantic until the country club blows up.
Exactly.
You know?
So he's got this job writing for it, and apparently his boss is taking him out to get drizunk tonight, so he's too good.
Oh, now. Did you say that? Didn't we
I brought
stop
it back.
That?
Nope, I brought it back.
Oh, it's back.
I know.
Old school.
I've decided that in 2006, in addition to wearing a cravat, I'm also... I'm not kidding. I wear a cravat. I look pimp in it, too.
Whoa.
I do. I look really surprisingly good. I've decided I'm going to be an old fuddy-duddy. So, I'm going to try to use the word homeboy really awkwardly. And when I see kids, I'm like, you kids go and play with yourselves somewhere else. And if I ever have a yard, I'm going to tell kids to get off my yard.
Mm.
But only in this year. Next year I'll have a midlife crisis 10 years early.
Hmm.
I'm just revealing a lot about myself here.
That's true. I think since the time span of trends is lessening as we go on with our media overload, I think we should
oh my God,
quote things from like 3 months ago and then call it old school and then see if people laugh.
I heard somebody refer to late 90s hip-hop as old school the other day.
90s hip-hop?
But let me tell you, this is the weirdest thing ever. Of course, the entire country by now is aware that last week some guy caught a mouse in his house, threw it onto a burning pile of leaves. The mouse caught on fire and ran back into the guy's house and caught the house on fire, burned it to the ground. The reason I bring this up is because Kiss My Fist just said that fads go in and out so quickly. This story started off as a factually reported news story and progressed into urban legend that people were debunking via email within 3 days. I'm not kidding.
So it was actually a real story.
No, it's absolutely a real story.
No,
yeah. No. What's funny is after it got debunked as an urban legend, Snopes clarified that in fact it really happened. So for the first time it debunked the debunking. I, for one, am glad to be alive. It's such an exciting time for media and ephemeral culture.
Wow. And you know, I just...
What are you looking at? I have no idea. You know, look, I'm like a 5-year-old.
To the military.
If it looks like you're paying attention to something else, I'm going to start looking that way. Because I want to know what it is that's better than me.
Chad's a veteran.
A veteran? A veteran of what?
Of the armed service.
Really? Which branch of the armed service? He said he's in the Air Force, by the way. You know,
what?
One of my closest friends in the entire world is a Coastie, by the way. Are you really a veteran of the Air Force? Let's see.
Oh,
by the way,
I thought he was lying.
Okay, do you have your coin? He doesn't have his coin, so to all... Damn!
Wow.
Pretty... Oh, wow!
That's awesome.
We'll kick ass. Here's to you, by the way.
Yes.
Here's I know I'm
you.
Being really cheesy, but
wow.
Cheers. He really is a vet, man. He's got his military
really,
ID and everything.
June
doesn't believe in the military.
No,
he thinks,
I mean...
He doesn't believe in veterans, wish, actually.
You know, he's
well,
my veteran, boy
name. It's a rumor.
Veterans don't actually exist. That's the funny thing about it. It's all a big lie. Veterans are like Santa Claus. You only see, that's why you only see veterans on Veterans Day telling children, you know, war stories and giving, like, taking their Veterans Day wish list. You'll see them in the 2 weeks leading up to Veterans Day. And that's
how I met Chad.
Yes.
On Veterans Day?
I was actually
Day?
Right outside the local Target. Like,
right.
I had put one of my arms in my shirt and I told him I lost my arm. And, you know, it was a pretty sad day for me, but Damon gave me 50 cents and I kind of followed him home.
And thus the band was formed at that point. Like in a
group.
Wow.
So what did you do in the Air Force?
Worked with computers, like on the computer networking and shit like that.
Did you ever have
That's
a scene?
Not tough.
No. Did you ever have a scene like
yeah.
in the?
It was Pansy. We call it the Chair Force.
I do. Wow. You know, one of my old friends, Brandon, was in the Air Force. I think he might still be, but he he's a contractor now. But the point is, this is interesting to me. I'm sorry. No, he was in the Air Force, and I did remark on the fact that of all the people I've ever known who've gone through the military, the Air Force is the only one where I consistently meet people who are soft and flabby while they're in active duty, except for the Coast Guard, by the way. Take that, Todd. Yeah.
Who's Todd?
Todd's an old friend of mine that's actually in the Coast Guard.
Oh.
And
supervisor looked like the red stapler guy off Office Space. The guy that was really mad.
Where's my swing line?
Yeah, that was my supervisor, and he was in an Air Force uniform.
Did you ever have an experience like that commercial that they're airing right now where the guy who's in the Air Force comes home and his buddies are like, "Hey, man, what's it like in the Air Force? What are you doing?" He's like, "Oh, I'm working with computers." And they're like, "Oh, couldn't you have done that out here?" And then it flashes back to a memory, and he's on an airplane, and there's, like, shots being fired, and they're like, "We need that HTML for the website, or else we're going to not be able to download the porn!" And he's like, "Sir, yes, sir!" And then he's like, "No." And then it's like, "Air Force, going to the blue," or something like that.
It's so true. It is. It's so true.
I love that commercial.
Wait, what? There's...
I just described
it.
I
heard about
it. I've never seen it. But I've seen it in real life. I was...
You don't have to see it. You lived it.
I lived it.
Good times. And, of course, the music in the background. The Air Force is the Nintendo part of the Army, from what I've been told.
Your tax dollars went to me surfing the internet for, like, half the time. So
that's awesome.
It should make you happy.
Did you ever do anything that required you to fly in a plane at all?
Nah.
Damn.
I'm not special.
So are you currently inactive? Are you out?
Yeah, I'm inactive. I'm out. I have, like, 4 years of inactive reserve.
Yeah.
But it doesn't really.
No, yeah.
It just means if I get pulled over by cops, I tell them I'm in inactive reserve, and then they let me go. Because I'm one of
them. That's awesome.
That is pretty awesome, actually.
That is.
Well, cool. We'll come back to the Air Force later. I would actually like to. We will. I promise. I love the Air Force. It's it's like they're fatter than the Army. They're less hardcore than the Marines, and they don't look as gay as the Navy. So you know.
No. The Navy's the sexiest one.
Sorry.
Why, did they change the outfits?
They did.
What do they now?
I don't know what they look like now. They look like everybody else now. They don't have the pants.
Oh, they wear like blue. They wear like blue shirts now, right?
Anything you associate with the Navy, fashion-wise.
So they no longer wear those little white hats?
No more.
Well, they do wear them.
It was too gay. They're only allowed to wear them in like certain situations.
Oh, right.
Like when they get married with the sword.
Yeah, they can't wear them on the street, but
they're not allowed to.
But they do whenever they have a strategic military musical.
They wear.
They're like, we're gonna do the HMS Pinafore tonight.
I actually believe they do wear them on the ships. They just like if they come out in the city, they're not allowed to wear.
What for?
The sexy stuff. I guess that's where all the homoerotic scenes go down. So they need.
Oh right.
Wait, so
that's how the Zoot Suit Riot started.
So
that's
Fleet Week isn't so fun anymore. It's not so sexy.
Then is the Navy still fun? Being on a boat is pretty awesome.
When I was growing up, we would go into New York like every year during Fleet Week just to look around at sailors.
I'm surprised you didn't lose your virginity sooner.
I know, right? But, I mean, we had to get rides from our moms.
Yeah!
So
oh,
sailors?
No. Sorry.
Is that called Popeye Complex or something?
No, Popeye was a coastie.
Oh.
Yeah, Bluto was in the Navy.
Oh.
That was one I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's part of the reason they fought so much.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now we know.
Yeah, and knowing is half the battle. Popeye was in the Coast Guard. And Bluto was in the Navy.
Did they even have that back then?
Yeah, the Coast Guard's been around since
I'm kidding.
No, the Coast Guard's been around since people were spreading surreptitious rumors about Alexander Hamilton.
Mm. But the Popeye's captain's hat, that explains that.
Yeah.
It's like a Coast Guard. But
it's a Coast Guard cutter hat.
What explained the little one?
No, the Popeye's little hat was like a Coast Guard hat, and Bluto was the one that had like the Navy hat. The Coast Guard has similar hats back then. And basically, the thing about the Coast Guard...
Something about water.
Well, the thing about the Coast Guard is they've never been like consistently in one department. I don't know why I know this. One of my best friends tells me... Todd's fault. Todd, thank you for giving me lots of useful information about the Coast Guard. They used to be in the Department of Treasury, and then during wartime, they become part of the military, and then during peacetime, they go back in Treasury, and it doesn't really matter. The point is, I want to ask you guys a serious question, and this is actually something that we're going to have you guys play very shortly, but before we do, I'd like to, just to give people an idea, more than the sort of like nebulous description we've given them, each of you, if you wouldn't mind, give me a song, like one song that is not yours. Obviously, that you really like, that maybe was what you were thinking of when you joined the band. And talk about it a little bit.
All you first.
Oh? No.
Damon O'Gross.
This is Damon's brainchild.
Yeah.
Yeah, when he started
when you auditioned for the band.
Damon, you founded the band, so let's hear it.
Okay, let's see. Well, this could be long and
I don't mind.
Drawn out. Let's see. Well, I had one song's a tough thing. Well, right. you played DMX Crew earlier.
Oh, yes, I did.
And I started my interest in electronic music when I heard a split 12-inch by DMX Crew and Multiphonic Ensemble that was on Sub Rosa.
I have that on my I took it off my iPod, but I know I have like I've taken every single DMX Crew thing and put it on my computer. I was listening to that the other
day. That's good.
Yeah.
I was really impressed with that, and it was, you know, maybe almost that was like 9 or 10 years ago, maybe 8 or 9 years ago.
You're a lot hipper than I was.
But
then.
But well, it belonged to a friend of mine, and he was starting. He was he's in the drum and bass stuff, and to the point where I thought when I heard that record that I really thought that like drum and bass maybe had started in Japan.
Yeah,
and so I started researching or trying to find more like stranger Japanese music and stuff like that. And then I was toying around with computers and stuff. Yeah, and then I found this strange Japanese bass player. And but that happened later. But I started with that, and it's these just more experimental songs with computers evolved into pop songs with computers. And then I just got so tired of the whole thing that I wanted to try to play the pop songs with the computers as a live band. And I just happened to... I mean, I've known Chad now for a long... just about as long. And we've been talking on and off since then. And had always planned on playing music together and everything. And so now we're trying to do that. And I met June. And the song that is the song... of us is
Unchained Melody, right?
I was gonna say yes, it is. No, that's
to
tough.
Leave.
The song there's so many songs that I rip off constantly, like one song that would be The Visitor's Cue would be one of those mashups those kids are talking about.
Yeah, I've heard of
and them. It would be Lips Inks.
Old school.
You know the song they had.
Funky Town?
Yeah, Funky Town. Funky Town meets Sebado's New Worship.
Ooh. Mm. Actually, that's a really accurate description.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
So I couldn't pick one. It had to be both.
No, that's fine. What about you, Chad?
Well, let's see. I met Damon when I was 16, I think. I was really young. I was in a surf rock band. We were called the Loch Ness Monsters.
Ooh.
You remember that?
That's cool.
That's funny.
That's great.
Yeah, and, so good. And Damon's hip band got all the girls. they were like the older kids, and we played a show, and it was cool. And yeah, Damon pretty much summed it all up.
Man, so but we name a song though. What's a song for you?
What's that?
Well, you joined the band recently, semi-recently, sometimes recently.
I moved back to California from my lover, Bright Eyes. So, my heart. I had to leave.
Oh, well, he's a bitch. Yeah. Did you get?
What were some of the Loch Ness Monsters song titles? Do you remember?
Yes. They were really, I believe one was called Ice Cream Sundae.
Ew.
Oh, wait, there's one about Main Street.
Oh, yeah. The 7th Street Stroll.
Yes.
Wait, is this Main Street in Victorville? Or
7th Street.
Wow. Yeah. For those of you who don't know, normally the predominance of Okies outnumbers anyone else in the studio, but lately, the predominance of, or tonight, almost everyone here originally comes from Victorville.
It's Victimville.
Victorville, for those of you who don't know, you may remember from every action movie of the 80s, anytime they had to bury a body in California, or have the climactic confrontation with the bad guy, a la Lethal Weapon, they go out to the desert near, and they always say, we'll meet him out near Victorville. Yeah. And I didn't
isn't
know.
Isn't that where she buys or Barstow's, she like trades in her car in famous. Psycho? Or no?
I believe it is where she trades in her car in Psycho.
Or to make contact with
you're
the
right!
How about the Terminator 2? Didn't they go to the funeral home?
Oh, that's Terminator 3. Terminator 3. Yeah, they go to Terminator. Yeah,
yeah.
That is in Victorville. Yeah, basically, Victorville is apparently only serves two functions. One, places to bury the body, and two, places to kill your enemies.
And three, like,
Backlot America.
Places to see on the way right. to Vegas.
It
I
is
guess
true.
Like the Tommy and what's-her-name porn video, they drove through Victorville and threw their porno.
Yeah. You know, Victorville's a lot like a Honda Civic, and I'll tell you why. Honda Civic was the first time I bought a car, and suddenly I saw that car everywhere. It's a phenomenon that everyone always talks about. When I got a Honda Civic, which I no longer own, I saw that car every third car. I realized a Honda Civic. And then when like a friend of mine got a different kind of car, I noticed every one of his car. Victorville, I'd never even heard of. I mean, I'd heard it in the movies, but it didn't even sink in. Victorville may as well be Sepulpa, where I'm from. So I started dating somebody from Victorville, and suddenly Victorville pops up everywhere. And everyone apparently knows about it. And I mentioned to one of my neighbors I was going to Victorville, and she goes, "Ha, you got a body to bury?" And yeah.
It's infamous.
Yeah, I believe they went out to Victorville. Did you guys ever see Salton Sea?
No, that was...
Wasn't that Victorville where...
Las Vegas, isn't it?
No, it's all in Southern California, but I thought they went out to confront...
In Salton Sea. It's on the way to... Or it's past Palm Springs.
Oh, it's south, okay.
Yeah, because we've been there.
Well, I know the Salton Sea, but what I mean is... The Salton Sea is really just the name of the movie because that's where his wife got killed. But one of the main gangsters in the movie played by Vincent D'Onofrio's name is Pooh Bear. Called Pooh Bear because he snorted so much crank that he lost his nose. And so he has this fake nose on. You know, like Pooh getting his head stuck in the honey jar?
Did you hear about the heroin bust in Indio?
No.
Coachella? That's right there. That's by the Salton Sea. All of that. They had a huge heroin bust over there.
How big was it?
$2 million worth of heroin. Like,
God damn it! I mean, great. Something. Great for Law and Order.
We missed out, man.
I know. I really should have... I could have become a junkie last week. Damn it. My plans of becoming a junkie in 2006 are dashed. Okay, well, we're going to... abruptly, I'm going to play a song by... are you guys ready to play, or do you need a couple seconds to set up?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, they'll need some time to set up. Yeah, we're going to have them play a song. I'm going to actually play a song while they get everything set up, but can you tell me what you're going to play before I go to music?
What are we playing, Chad? Null Face.
No Face.
Null.
Null Face.
N-U-L-L.
It's a play on words. I'll give you 30 seconds.
Null Face.
It doesn't make any sense. It's an inside joke. Ish.
Wait. It's a play on words?
Null Face?
Well, not really.
Norfus? Null Face?
It's an inside joke with myself.
Oh.
Yeah, well, those are always the funniest kind of inside jokes. So thank you. Okay, well, before we hear them, I'm going to play a song by a group called Sing Sing. Sing Sing is from England. Actually, they're notable because one of the members of Sing Sing used to be a member of Lush. Lush was a shoegazer band from the late 80s, early 90s. They broke up in... Say what?
They're going to tell us, I bet.
Say what?
Who is in this band?
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you. Emma Anderson from Lush... And Lisa O'Neill, who didn't do anything before she was in Sing Sing. But Sing Sing was formed after Lush broke up, because Lush broke up in 96 after their drummer committed suicide. And that's depressing, so I'll just play their song. And when we come back in a second, we'll hear from the visitor's cue. This is hopefully not going to suck for you. It'll rule for me. And that's all I really care about. 1 second. Don't worry. This is there's a point to all this, I promise. Do-do-do-do-do. That's actually the song. All right, we'll be back. Word.
Come sing me a song, and I will do anything you ask me to. Oh yeah. Just to see your skin, I'm gonna dive right in.
boys who out there enjoying themselves. I've seen them from this cell. Green space with white and red going brown. Children baiting animals running up and down. I stare out of this window, see the world go past. Slipping from the newspapers stacked against the wall, piles of colour supplements squeezed between his folds. For a fleeting second I was at that hill. Although I've never been there, I wish I was there still.
Background is a song by my good friends Madness, and they're going to tune up real fast, and you're going to hear the magic of them tuning up. That, ladies and gentlemen, is a Roland keyboard. So while they're tuning up, while they're tuning up, I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to just explain something, and this is really important. Last weekend, I went to Victorville.
Yeah, I got it.
I went to Victorville for personal reasons, I shall say, with my lady, who is kind enough to let me continue to call myself the eligible Ross Lincoln.
Yeah, that's
we went to dinner with her family. She's going to kill me for telling this. We went to dinner with her family, and her father, who was going out of town for a while, was there, and he was introducing us to everybody. How are you guys? Are they still tuning? So we're sitting around, and Heather, DJ Ooze for Jesus, gets up to go to the restroom. And while she's in the restroom, her dad decides to arrange a marriage. So he's introducing us to everyone in the room, and he introduces...
Whose marriage?
I'll get to that.
There?
Yeah, so...
Yikes.
Now, I really happen to care a great deal about my lady, but, you know, last I checked, I hadn't decided that 2 months' salary was really worth my love for her. Let's just say, haven't you seen those commercials?
What, like a
isn't she worth 2 months?
I was
salary?
Like a dowry. What?
Yeah, no. No. Dowry is
the
paid.
The modern dowry.
Dowry is paid to salary. The to the husband.
Yeah, I know. I don't know.
Goats.
Right. So, I
goats.
Right. So
a dowry
I go
of
to
ghosts.
Well, she goes to the bathroom, and he introduces me to her family. Like, I already know her immediate family, but I've never met any of her relatives and that aren't her immediate family, obviously. And he's introduced me to these people, and he goes, oh, this is Ross, my daughter's fiancé, in front of everybody, just as Heather's walking into the room. Just as DJ Ooze for Jesus was coming back into the room. He's like, this is my daughter's fiancé. To which I'm like, but I can't afford a ring right now. and that's it. So we got married that night, ran out to Vegas, and then we had it annulled the next day because she's Irish Catholic.
And because your name has to be the eligible Ross Lincoln.
Yeah, so I got to be the eligible Ross Lincoln. I can't lie to nobody. Damn. So,
God damn, that's pressure.
Yeah, exactly my point. What do you suppose? How do you live up to that? You don't go, because if you go, no, I'm not a fiancé. You look like the guy that doesn't want to, you know. But I don't want.
At least they're down with you, you know.
Yeah, like, no, they. Yeah, thank cool. the Lord. Yeah, her dad really likes me. I'm very happy about that. Hey, everybody! It's a DJ and Austin.
And MC 17.
DJ and Austin, MC 17 are in the house. DJ.
NC.
MC. MC 17, DJ yeah. Austin.
I understand that now.
For those of you who don't know, aka Jane Austen and MC 17, this is the Visitor's Q, our musical guest.
Good evening.
I'm sure they knew that because they're down. So welcome. They're tuning right now. So that was my story about how I inadvertently asked my girlfriend to marry me, even though we're not getting married. And I say, we plan on basically making dishonest people out of each other and living in sin. Even though we don't live in sin right now, we just occasionally hang out in sin.
Is this in your head, or I'm missing half of this? Is this what you were thinking or what you were saying?
No, we went to Victorville, and her dad introduced me to the family.
We prefer living in sin, thank you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Who did? My dad. Oh, really?
Yeah, her dad introduced... He didn't know the story. Yeah, we prefer, like... cohabitating, we don't cohabitate right now, but we prefer existing in sin to having the state and all our relatives go, good for you, now you can fuck. Because there's nothing creepier than families that take an undue interest in the sex life of their children. I stand by that opinion. And I work for, I can't say who I work for, but I can say that I work for a dating service, and I will say that there are an inordinate amount of people who seem to be very keen on getting their kids hooked up. Now, I understand the, I don't want my kids to die alone and stuff, but it is creepy when the parent is setting up an account. Oh, when the parent is setting up an account for their kid and then contacting the company that I cannot name and telling us that their kid would make a really great catch, etc., etc. I don't want my parents having that much input into my life. Kiss my fist, what do you think? What do you think?
You could be honest about how you weren't listening.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I was listening. Having a...
It's magic.
Having come from a right. very super involved mother in trying to get me to have fun and to have fun with boys.
Taking you to see the Navy boys.
It, but, yeah. No.
Can we talk about our conversation from last Sunday?
Uniform.
Our conversation from last Sunday?
Yeah, remember on the way to the bowling alley when I called you?
Were we talking about my mother?
Yes, we were. Can we talk about my involvement in that conversation?
Oh. What?
I was mentioned.
Yeah, no, you came up.
Yes, I came up and...
We're married, too.
Yeah,
everyone's married to Ross.
Everyone's parent seems to think that I'm someone that their daughter needs to take something from. And kiss my fist face. Can we talk about this? Because I think that...
Wait, what did we talk about?
I thought
we were talking about your job.
Yes. No, yeah, but didn't your mother... never mind. The point is, I wanted to ask if we could talk about the fact that your mother used me, used my job as a shame point.
No, that wasn't it at all.
Oh, okay. What was it?
No. My mother was saying that... She was saying all of us kids who went to film school or school for music, obviously we're not doing what we want to be doing. And I said, no, my friends who have gone to school for history and English and psychology and languages and communications,
yeah.
all of them aren't doing what they want to do either.
Yeah.
You know, and you happen to come up as a non- film school or music school alum.
Hell yeah. I didn't go to your stupid USC. And you know
hey
what?
Hey, man.
I got to say that normally I don't care about football.
What?
You're from Oklahoma. You care about football.
I do. You're right. I do care about football, but only on the
most... blood.
Only the most casual level. I do care when my Sooners... And I'll call them my Sooners, because I am a fucking graduate of the University of Oklahoma, by the way. Home of the Sooners, the winningest football team in American college history, I might add. Granted, I will only care about this in this context, because I could give a crap about football otherwise. But I will say this, USC had three undefeated seasons, or nearly three undefeated seasons. Mm-hmm. No, I think it was three undefeated seasons until the Rose Bowl.
You're so good at that.
Well, when I was there, they were pretty losing.
Yeah, well, they've come back, and the thing is, when a school like USC gets a good team, it's likely they'll perpetuate having a good team, because who wouldn't want to live in California?
Well, that's true.
When Oklahoma has a good team, they can get good players, but when the team goes south...
It's because in Oklahoma, you have nothing else to do except play football.
Yeah, but the same thing holds true. There's a guy that plays for USC who almost went to OU, but went to USC instead. Because who wouldn't want to live in California?
Right.
And that's the thing. It's like OU has a harder time attracting people... Mostly because all the smart, cool people assume that they're going to get beaten up all the time. Not true. OU has a lot of dorks. I was one of them. I can vouch for it. It's a great place. Except, don't go there.
So pristine.
No, what's funny is OU went to shit during the 80s because all the money went to the football program. Because during the 80s is when the football program at OU was like, you know, huge. Not the only time it was huge, but it was like one of those... It was like, for some reason, they worshipped the team. And so, like, the school, like... landscaping went to shit. It looked like a desert. But not anymore. It looks nice now.
Are you guys all tuned?
You guys ready?
I don't think so.
Okay, they're not ready yet. You know what we're going to do? We're going to...
It's crazy high-pitched something
or other. That's rock music, man.
Yeah, this is how we roll, people. We were hoping to have more songs from Visitor's Q, but right. We're going to have... You guys are going to play two songs in a row for us. How's that?
We don't like in-tune music here.
Yeah. I like that noise, though.
We can talk.
Oh, I'm talking. I'm just enjoying.
We're transfixed.
All right, kiss my fist.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
What's your favorite restaurant worldwide?
My favorite restaurant?
Restaurant, yes. Your favorite restaurant.
My restaurant. Dunkin' Donuts, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah? Hey, you know what? Dunkin' Donuts is the leading distributor of, or leading seller of bagels worldwide. And in Thailand.
What?
Yeah. In Thailand, there is a Dunkin' Donuts that is the largest capacity restaurant. And it seats 3,000, I believe, in Thailand.
Okay, first of all, I'm more Jewish than Dunkin' Donuts. Also, I'm more Asian than Dunkin' Donuts. How does that work?
I want to also give Dunkin' Donuts a high five. My brief, like, 1 month of my life that I lived in Boston, which was lovely.
Right on.
Everyone out there, Boston.
He didn't grow up in Boston.
Everyone out there loves Dunkin' Donuts. Like, you get the high-powered business people who can't start their day. They can't hire and fire without this big orange styrofoam cup.
You and said hire and like fire. And you get this for that.
Awesome. This is a fist. You guys can't. You can
yeah, we gave each other
the
dobs, basically.
It was magical.
Well, what was I going to say about Dunkin' Donuts that reminded me of that? Dunkin' Donuts. You know how all companies aren't just one... isolated company,
yeah.
And they own other ventures.
Of course.
Dunkin' Donuts owns Jameson.
Whiskey?
The whiskey, yes.
Wow.
Yes.
I had Bailey's in my mouth and my body went, alcohol!
I'm pretty sure it's Jameson. I'm pretty sure. It's one of the whiskeys, yeah.
It better not be my
They also
my
own
Dalmar.
Togo's.
Togo's sandwiches?
Yeah, unfortunately, we just have Togo's and we don't have Dunkin' Donuts out in Los Angeles.
We got Winchell's,
which is
though.
the only downside of Los Angeles.
You know, I haven't
no Dunkin' Donuts.
I missed Del Taco. Do they have that in Oklahoma?
No, I had Del Taco for the first time when I moved to California.
Yeah, that's more of a
nobody's heard of it.
Yeah, man.
No, I'm telling you, Del Taco is. If you could give an award for best cheap fast food crap that's bad for you but tastes delightful?
Yeah.
Del Taco.
Yeah. Del Taco, man.
I don't normally want to advertise for a corporation, but I'm going to give Del Taco the Ross Lincoln and theme party seal of approval.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
They are the vegetarian after midnight's friend, and they're single-handedly the reason why I can't seem to stop the voluminous growth of my ass.
That's not a problem.
Yeah, I got ghetto. I don't really have ghetto booty, but if I got fat, it would be because of Del Taco. Or who else? You know, let's do local business. Let's plug some local businesses right
yeah?
now. I'm going to plug Nicky D's Pizza on Rowena over in Silver Lake. I don't know the exact address, but it's Rowena.
Sometimes it sucks, though, over there.
It always...
I just went to Village Pizzeria today. It was amazing.
I've never been. Where's Village Pizzeria?
Very good. Larchmont Village.
Oh, that's... where is that?
It's next to Hollywood.
Okay.
Hey, man, it's good. But,
Village Pizzeria.
Are we all tuned?
How are you guys doing?
Tuned? Are you tuned?
How's the tuning status?
How is the tuning status?
I don't know.
Let me ask the visitor.
How is the the avant-garde sounds coming from?
Chad, what do you recommend restaurant-wise in Los Angeles?
Good question. If you're into Thai food, there's a really good... I live in between Thai Town and Little Armenia. And there's this really good Thai place. It's called Palms. It's right off of Hollywood Boulevard, right where it meets the freeway. I recommend. It's really clean, really nice, really good.
Yeah. Awesome.
I like Natalie Ties.
Where?
Natalie Ties.
Where's that?
It's in Culver City on, I think it's on Venice Boulevard.
No, I've never been.
Yeah, it's really nice. Modern building.
Natalie Ties?
Natalie.
Okay. Yeah. Natalie Ties. I would like to recommend Bright Spot, even though it's generic. It never gets recommended enough.
That's good.
Not for food.
Damon has lots to say about Bright
Not
Spot.
Not for service.
Yeah, Bright Spot only gets by on the fact that they have delicious
cool
locks.
Jukebox.
Yeah, and they have DJs there. That I need to do that, by the way.
Or the music that's playing.
Yeah, they have great DJs.
Yeah,
don't go to Baja Fresh, please.
Yeah, don't go to Baja.
Edible.
Yeah, if you're looking for a place, if you're in Los Angeles,
Fred 60 something.
No, don't go to Fred 62.
No. Food poisoning 62.
Yeah, let me give you the
Mako. If you're on North Vermont, that's yes. the only place.
Let me give you the diner trifecta or the diner diagram. If you come to LA and you want to go eat at diner food, the first place you want to go to is Eat Well in Glendale. Eat Well in Glendale does rule. Can I get a witness on that one? Okay, DJ Ooze for Jesus doesn't agree.
No,
I would say, go ahead.
Piper's on Western.
Ooh, good.
24
call.
Hours.
Western and what?
Western, like Beverly.
What about House of Pies?
I've never been there.
House of Pies is alright, but the food at Piper's is amazing.
Yeah.
It's like the old classic diner food like you want, and it's got like a suit of armor in the...
Right on.
In the corner for some reason, like old mahogany bar. It's really cool. They serve hype beer, which I love.
Where's a good place to take a hot date? That's a question.
Anybody
know?
I don't know.
I'll tell you where.
That's where I take
if you
my
know
hot
that
dates.
If you know 3 months in advance that you're going to have a date, make a reservation at Largo to see John Bryan on a Friday night.
Okay.
That's the best date ever. But the problem is you never know if you're going to have a date. And when I still haven't, I can't go because it's Friday nights and I do theme party. But John.
That's right.
Woo!
Is it? Yeah.
Put it
over. Oh, maybe not.
They're tuning.
I don't think it sounds right still.
Still not. It's almost right.
Well,
ladies and gentlemen, I'm glad that we could welcome the visitors' queue to perform their famous performing art, We Tune. I've always been a fan of bands who do nothing but tune. For instance, I saw Morrissey in 1992. He spent the first half of the show tuning his instruments. And he went, me, 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 la, 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 ah, ha, 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 fatty. It was pretty good.
La, 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 la.
Go ahead. What's up, DJ and Austin?
I wanted to ask the group a question. This is germane to our conversation. I actually promised a lady friend when I take her out tomorrow that pistachio ice cream would be involved, and I have absolutely no clue where to find this product. Is it in Silver Lake or Los Feliz? That'd make my life easier.
No.
It's in Hollywood?
There's one in Glendale.
It is?
Yeah, but I don't know
know where it's at.
You don't want to go to Glendale for a
Glendale for a date.
Malone's? Okay.
Mashi Malone's.
Pistachio ice cream.
Yes.
Rock and roll.
Me, Tom Sawyer, need it. That's all I know of Tom Sawyer. It's a good song, though. Looks like we're getting closer. How are we doing, guys?
Oh, you can play. You know you can.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, are we ready to kick some hot visitors' queue action?
Hot action.
Ladies and gentlemen, visitors' queue. Wait, talking to your mic, I want to find out which one you're on.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we found it.
And we need to go song. Another song. We do.
Well,
you're not in tune, baby.
I'm in tune. We did. You know, I am gonna play. Can you? Okay. I'm not actually gonna sing while they perform. I assure you. Erica, what you doing over there? La.
Well, I'm in tune with me.
Yeah. Can you guys tune without me? With can you tune without the keyboard?
Actually, yeah, we could off, but we need to borrow like a headphone jack, maybe. Is that possible?
Unfortunately, not through these boards. I'm sad to say you're SOL. Unless you want to borrow my headphones while I play some music. Okay, I'll do that right now, ladies and gentlemen. I'm gonna play some more music.
Ross understands the technical difficulties portion of doing everything.
Yeah, this is every day. Okay, you know what? I'm gonna play something that is awesome. I'm gonna play Annie Mel by Annie. So we're gonna play some more music, and when they're done tuning, we will return. But first, here's a song that I really, really love.
Calling you.
dream about Jesus. I'm gonna sing it for Jesus. For Jesus. And I'm praying for Jesus. For Jesus. I'm gonna sing it for Jesus. And I'm drinking for Jesus. For Jesus. I'm gonna sing it for Jesus. For Jesus. For Jesus.
Interrupt Freeze Pop because they're one of my favorite bands of all time, but I believe the Visitors Q are in fact ready to go. So we're going to fade Freeze Pop out. I'm going to stop talking. Damon, would you test your mic? What?
Is this audible?
I'm going to make this microphone. I'm going to mic it.
That's so the you microphone is that microphone.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. I'm going to turn your mic up.
Okay.
I'm going to turn
probably,
the keyboards down.
Get louder and louder as it goes on.
Right, so now I'm going to stop talking, and we are going to use my microphone to amplify the amplifier. Let's give it a test just real fast to make sure I don't blow anyone's eardrums out. Ladies and gentlemen, the Visitors Q, what song are you going to play, by the way?
It's the same one still.
Okay.
what's Null Face.
Null
baby.
Face, okay.
Okay.
seven sets of three. Is everybody noticing me or you? You and I are bride and groom. Will your hair not grow as thin? Depending on the size of your hands, shake pants with change for the makes you've made and regret them all. Assimilator, pseudo celibacy. Why revere it as a fallacy? It was you who decided you should be united and not. That's about it.
Thank you. You guys want to play a second song while you got yourself tuned up?
Okay, let's see then.
That would be awesome. This song was called Null Face. This next song will be called...
The middle of the song called Androids.
Okay.
From like 30 seconds on... Just distracted. By the way you're looking mildly attractive, refracted in my plastic lenses. Are you prepared to meet your matchmaker? She's on her doppelganger's path, forever falling backwards, wretch across your tongue. My mouth and fall in love. If you never were compassionate, Hollandaise is difficult to perfect. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. That was the middle of that song.
The middle of the song called Androids.
Yes.
Okay, I will make sure to...
Maybe that was like 45 seconds of music, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just so...
Say that again, Erica.
What's wrong with the beginning and the end of the song?
It relies heavily on percussion.
Oh.
And there's this very important person...
Who's
who will rename nameless.
We'll call him Drummy McGee.
We call him Creek Bird. But, I don't know. That seemed like a good place to end that.
That's
one.
Good.
Yeah, that was fine. That was a really good song.
Some more? Some more?
Yeah, can we have some more?
Some more parts?
Yeah. Can we have another one, Chad?
I think that one track...
Let's jam on another
before
one.
Before you do that, let me just make it clear, by the way. I got the headphones on. Your keyboards are coming through loud and clear.
Okay, I just can't hear myself.
Yeah, you know what? I will turn this up so that maybe you can hear a little better. Yeah. All right, so are you guys ready?
Sure.
What's the name of this song?
Are you ready, June?
I'm ready.
All right.
Word.
This one is untitled, something about a list or a fall or a hall or a wall or something.
How about
like that.
Why Ross is the best?
Why Ross is a self-adhesive chest wig.
Okay.
Or he wears one. Right? Okay. Because Ross and I were in some... Between the walls, and I placed a call to arms, and And I hate to break these bad news. I covered my steps in lamb's hide. I press rewind. Some Soviet's cassette deck, it landed on the line that identified the spy who had shot you in the bed and barely spoke with you at all. But you got me pretty suave, and all I really need to know is, are you communist or not? Because I can't waste a night making eyes at a patriot. I'll get caught. Not on your list, I'll mount a protest portrait painted on aqua velvet, baccalaureate's cake citrus, skirting for a nab. Person, I prey on the misportrayed. And with a right click, her face could be saved. Buried in a cavity, never to be traced. Or cut and paste it on the body of some new bow vixen Virginian. You can't trust us. In the hall, between the walls, I traced a call. And I hate to break these bad news. My name's not on the list. My name's not on the list. It's useless. Self-adhesive chest. Self-adhesive chest wig. Self-adhesive chest.
Thank you. I really think you captured my essence, by the way. So thank you. Okay, that song was called the... We're going to call it The Hall Between the Walls. Why not?
Okay.
Of Ross.
I think that's actually what it's been called.
Yeah, you actually
you
had that up on your
MySpace.
You don't
want to ruin the surprise of the lyric at the end by calling it self-adhesive chest wig.
We played a recorded version of that song recently on Theme Party.
Yeah.
And before that, we heard the middle of the song called Android, and opened up with Null Face. You know what? We got a little time left before we have to end. Would you guys like to... Hello?
Oh, you,
would you guys like to play one more song?
What do you think, June? Are you up for it?
Yeah, let's play another song.
It might be anticlimactic at this point.
Yeah, just do that one.
Which one's that?
You know that one?
Now, there's nothing quite like climax and then crying in her arms afterwards, so let's do it.
Let's see.
What's the title of the song?
I don't know how to play that. I can't think of any songs. You know that one?
I don't know.
Lip sync, baby.
How about Suffragette City? I can go wham bam, thank you, ma'am.
Your sister was unattractive as an earmuff adorned vegetable. Handy cane enabler, but be careful about what you're wishing, because you may wake up American kid
and no one loves Americans.
Thank you. thank you. So, and everyone's clapping. I can't clap because I'm holding the mic, but I am hugging them. Jesusly. That was wonderful, actually. I was hugging them Jesusly. That was fantastic. Let's have one more round of applause for them, by the way.
Yay!
Thank you, Visitors Q. That was fan-fucking-tastic. Now, rumor has it you guys have a show on the 18th.
We do.
Isn't it the 18th next Wednesday?
It is Wednesday night.
Where is your show at?
It's at the good old Silver Lake Lounge.
Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who don't know, the Silver Lake Lounge is located in sunny Silver Lake, Los Angeles, California, at the corner of Silver Lake and Parkman.
Oh.
Or Sunset and Parkman. Simply
yes,
go
is.
East on Sunset. If you're not in downtown, go east on Sunset until you hit Parkman. And you'll look on the right, and when you see a whole bunch of gay Mexicans, you found it! The Silver Lake Lounge. It's a beautiful venue made famous by Courtney Love, right? There's a video where she filmed in there. The whole, like...
Did she?
I believe some scenes from Doll Parts or one of her videos is filmed
on
the stage
there.
Oh, that's
the Silver Lake Lounge. Oh, the Salvation.
Salvation. Thank you. Yes.
I can't believe it. I never thought of that.
Yeah, me either.
It's true.
I know that...
that's where Courtney Love first embarrassed herself after a crank-induced vomit session.
First time? Wow.
I don't think that was
well,
the first time
she grew up in L.A.
Herself.
I'm not saying it happened in the 90s. It happened in, like, 1972. So.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, she is actually 90.
Probably
she
with
also
Don
grow
Bowles.
Up in Australia?
Say what?
Wasn't she originally from Australia? Or, like, she grew
She was
up
a member of Men at Work originally.
No, like, yeah. For a certain period of her life, she lived in Australia.
Yeah. I don't know if that's
and
true.
And that's why she got to, like, apparently skip a couple grades in school, not because
why
she was
yeah what do you know so much about
I remember
about
I saw like something on VH1 like 10 years ago.
Poppy Z Bright,
she got to skip a couple grades in school, not
right.
because she was a genius or anything, but because
she was a genius. Why are you
because,
talking shit on my girl?
The Australian school system was so much more advanced or something like that. I think I heard this.
I think Courtney Love got to skip a grade in school because she was as annoying then as she is now, and they would do anything to get her the fuck out of the Australian school system.
They did not want her. They didn't want to have her again.
Yeah. What do you think started the famous Osso-America War of 1986?
Osso-American War.
Yeah, the Osso-American War of 1986.
I think the technical term is the Oz American War.
So what did you say there, Rent Boy?
Was that when like the Pretenders came to the United States?
No, that was when they sent their crack team of Crocodile Dundee troops to attack us. And
a
then
low
they,
moment for yeah, Australian culture.
Then they sent the Yahoo Serious Brigade to
oh,
attack.
Oh God. They low were, blow after yeah. low blow.
Well, first of all, we captured their elite Midnight Oil troops. Okay. And so basically, after we the
Wait,
war still
Oz too?
Yeah. Oh. The war still goes on to this day.
I thought they were Oz.
You don't really
I thought
think that Michael,
Irish.
You don't really think Michael Hutchins died of suicide. He was killed by the Mossad, man. Yeah, he was involved in the Munich massacre. And yeah, it's detailed in the new movie Munich by alternate universe Steven Spielberg. We do have some Australian listeners, I know for a fact. So would our Australian listeners care
Oz
to
Rock, okay.
give the Australian side of the Americo-Aussie War of 1986 to...
The Amerigo.
Like, the Amerigo, like Amerigo.
The Amerigo Vespucci Oz War. You know, the cartographer or something.
Amerigo Vespucci.
Oh,
Amerigo Vespucci.
Yeah, he actually...
The cartographer.
He wasn't so much famous for his cartography as he was for the letters he wrote describing what he did.
What?
I'll tell you in a second.
Oh.
Here's what happened. Amerigo Vespucci. The reason the Americas are named after him mm-hmm. is because he is widely accepted, although it's apocryphal in some cases, as the first of the explorers to accept and popularize the notion that they had in fact not discovered a new route to Asia, but had discovered a new set of continents. And he was the first person mm-hmm. to say when he landed in what is now...
El Salvador?
No, not El Salvador. It's on the East Coast. It's a very small South American country.
One of the Salvadors.
It starts with a G. It's not Guam. It's Guyam or...
Guasalvador.
It's Colombia. Yeah.
Guamera?
Basically, he also discovered the mouth of the Amazon River. But he said, we are not in Asia, we're in someplace new, and that's why they named it after him.
Right.
Yeah, and plus, the United States...
are talking like this, you know. What's up?
Well, they did name Montana after Tony... They did name Montana after Tony Montana, so...
Is that right?
Yeah. He's like,
what?
He's like, do you got the problem, man?
We have a Montanan in the studio right now. A Montanian.
You talking about Rent Boy?
In fact, we were named after Tony Montana.
Yeah. Was he like, do you got a problem, man? How's you doing?
It's the great curse.
Here we go. We do have a comment from our Australian listeners about the traumatic Americo-Aussie war of the late 80s. Now, this war took many thousands of lives, and there were heroes and villains on both sides.
All right.
We are now friends with our Australian neighbors, but I want them to know, for the record, that we will fuck you up if you ever send your Yahoo Serious Brigades to us again. I saw Ned Kelly, motherfucker. Okay, so she says, and I quote, that we thought Americans would be interested in Paul Hogan and Yahoo seriously forever, and inevitably, we weren't. Now, that's not true. That's what The Simpsons had to say about the Americo-Aussie War. That was fiction, man. I'm talking about real life. I'm talking about the famous battle of... there was a battle where you sent a whole bunch of crazy post-nuclear mutants to attack us, and Mel Gibson...
Wasn't that...
Mel Gibson had to defend us, and I'm also talking about...
It was
about
the last Tina Turner hit.
Yeah, thank you. And I'm also talking... No. She also did Simply the Best after that song.
Wow.
I'm also talking about how... and this is... It still actually brings a tear to my eye. But,
We don't need you another
thank you.
Hero.
What I'm mostly getting at is how you had a retarded man fall in love with an elderly woman that he was taking care of. His name was Tim. And, look, all I gotta say is... Neighbors alone is a reason to have peace with Australia, and that. So basically, ladies and gentlemen, we are now at peace with Australia, and that's happy. And now I think it's time to declare war on somebody else. I vote Canada.
Oh well, our
40 or fight.
I mean, Canada would be bad because where would we like flee to if George Bush takes over this country forever?
Oh my God! Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, we don't want to go to Canada.
Yeah, I don't want to go to
Australia.
Look, I don't want to go to
Vancouver. Sucks, man.
I don't want to go to a place with universal health care. And
okay, for this universal health care, whatever the hell.
Except health care.
Except for Vancouver, which I've never seen so many down and out. Like homeless heroin addicts just everywhere.
Boobs and weed.
Wait, our newfound Australian allies have a suggestion. We should go to war with New Zealand. Quote, they're like Australians without anything good.
Yes.
And they talk funny.
It's true.
But you know what they do really well? They lose weight dramatically.
What?
Case in point, Peter Jackson. He is a skinny man now.
I just watched
Money
watched
will
Bad
buy
Taste
you skinniness.
The sheep, man. It's the sheep.
Yeah, I think
he's kind of skinny.
I think he's on the fired lawyer diet.
He used to be kind of skinny, though. Maybe
that was good. God damn it. Give me
I'm
my props
sorry,
for that.
I was making a point.
I know.
He used to be pretty skinny. I think he was just going through a
No, he was always fat.
Phase.
He was fat during when he made Brain Dead, he was fat.
No, I just watched Bad Taste, and he was pretty thin.
In his youth, he was thin, but then he portlied
up. But he was still sucked.
Yeah. What? He didn't suck?
Yeah.
Hello, Meet the Feebles is the ball.
Oh, I haven't seen that, but I'm just saying, like, New Zealand does suck.
Oh, yeah. Screw New Zealand. Screw it.
Screw.
Yeah. Yeah, except
them.
That they have a bunch of people that used to be warriors.
Used to be what?
You ever seen When We Were Warriors? Or Once We Were Warriors?
Oh, that one's...
It's a great movie.
Warriors? We Isn't that with Mel Gibson?
No, yeah.
Oh, we was soldiers.
Yeah, we were soldiers.
Soldiers.
Oh, wait. He still had that horrible beard and Bad Taste. It is true.
No. Maybe I saw a different movie.
Maybe you did.
Was it a... There were like zombies and it sucked.
Whoa.
Okay,
you do not be talking about Brain Dead.
Wait.
As sucky.
No, it was where they came over, the aliens came to America, the world, America's the only country that matters. Aliens came to the world because humans were the new taste.
That was Critters 2.
No.
The main course.
Yeah. No.
I love Critters.
I thought that was New Wave Hookers.
Oh, no, wait. Munchies with Dabney Coleman.
Oh, my goodness.
Ooh.
What was the movie
but
with...
Who here has ever seen Ghoulies?
I've seen Ghoulies.
Has Ghoulies.
I've seen Critters.
Ghoulies is a toilet. Munchies is a surfer.
Wait, what's I always the, what's wanted the one with to the, see Ghoulies when I was a little kid.
What's the one where the gross, like, slimy slug aliens take people over? Is that Ghoulies?
No.
Where he goes...
These are all articulate puppet... Right. Puppet... Puppet
yeah,
style.
Yeah. Critters were the furry. Yeah. They looked like cross between Gelflings and Gwildor from Masters of the Universe.
And testicles.
They did.
Do you guys remember the Masters of the Universe live action movie?
I hope. Oh God, yes. Starring my never think of it. Dolph Lundgren.
Starring
yeah.
my boy Dolph Lundgren and Billy Barty in one of his last roles.
Yeah, poor Billy Barty.
He did that before he did UHF, by the way.
He did. Yeah. Well, good for him.
Yeah, look, UHF was filmed in my hometown of Tulsa, Oklahoma. Listen, people
they
out
got
there,
it all on UHF, I hear.
that's you made the first Weird Al reference of 2006. That's awesome.
I've heard some Weird Al stories of late that you'd be interested
when
in.
When I was in
but...
high school, I once played in Frankie Yankovic's backup band.
Really?
Yeah.
He's like
guitar.
King
of the polka accordion.
The other Springsteen or the other...
the other Springsteen of the Midwest.
The other
right.
Stallone, yeah.
No, he's the other right meat. There's a...
Oh, okay.
So what's this Weird Al Yankovic
Frank
story?
Frank Stallone? Is that
what's
his
that?
Name?
What's this Weird Al Yankovic story you've heard?
Well, I can't tell it. It's
Why
a
can't you tell
Creek
us?
Bird story.
What's Creek Bird's story?
Creek Bird works in a building wherein he sits across from a conference room where he gets to hear Weird Al Yankovic doling out the specifics of his DVD commentaries.
Oh my God, that's so awesome!
It is.
I love Weird Al. He is the patron saint of all nerdy fat kids. And as a former nerdy fat kid, I have to say that he was there for me in a rough time in my life. A time when I thought peanut butter in a spoon was a meal.
And, Weird Al, that was the first band I got into. After
you know
the
what?
Smurfs.
You know what's funny? It's funny you nice. Mentioned that because our next theme is going to be our Back to Our Roots episode. The thing about to plug for the next episode. The thing about whenever bands say they're getting back to their roots, they always conveniently have roots that are super cool and really arty and worthy and demanding of respect. They never go back to their roots when they really loved All Night Long by Lionel Richie, or
yeah.
when they thought
or
that
hello.
It's me looking for. Yeah, exactly. They never go back to the songs that people love music before they rarefy and sort of codify their taste and refine it. And it really pisses me off. Just once, especially from our general generation, I would love it if a band would be like, we're going to go back to our roots and our next album is going to sound like a cross between Lionel Richie and Weird Al.
Yeah.
It would make me really happy. So our roots episode and the Scorpions, right?
Yeah, Scorpions.
I was fortunately old enough to think to see all the dumbasses that were
actually
my age
were they
that liked that
the
band.
Scorpions? I think they were just Scorpions.
No, I think they were the Scorpions.
Oh yeah?
Yeah,
I
bands
think they were the and then they were not.
Scorpions.
Yeah.
Yeah, Scorpions. I think that's the case.
Yeah, Johnny Cougar. Cougar, yeah. Johnny Melon Cougar.
Yeah, we haven't seen Speck Mellencamp in a while, by the way. I gotta say. Well, I want to give one more round of applause for the visitors' queue for being so kind
Yay!
To perform tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, you can catch the Visitors' Queue this coming Tuesday night, Wednesday night.
Thursday.
Thursday?
It's Wednesday, but I call it Thursday.
Wednesday's the new Thursday, and Thursday's the new Sunday.
It's actually my Monday.
Right.
Actually, it's my...
It's your fun day?
Sunday. If I... Yeah, it is.
This is confusing your...
Let me just plug this. Wednesday, January 18th, at the Silver Lake Lounge, the Visitors' Queue... Do you have any bands you're playing with that night?
A band called The Broke Down, which I
actually played bass in that band for 5 seconds.
Did you?
Ren Boy said he played
I
bass in
that band
for
5 seconds. But people have heard of him, I guess.
Right.
And there might be that's two official bands. There's at least one more. I don't know who
right.
it is.
You should all go if you live in the Los Angeles area. If you don't, we'll tell you all about it. We want to thank the Visitors' Queue, and I want to put them on the spot and ask them to come back later. Would you guys be willing to do another appearance?
Totally, yeah.
Woohoo! Yes, hey. Guilt works. We're going to end with two more songs from Theme Party, and then we are going to the Roost, because that's where we always go whenever we decide the show's over. So I'm going to start with a Def Leppard song.
Thank
a song
God.
That I like to call Foolin'. Oh yeah. And then after that, it's going to be a surprise. It'll be our final song of the night. I want to thank everyone for tuning in to the theme party. I want to thank the visitors' queue. I want to thank all the people who came
thank
and hung
you,
out
Ross.
With us in the studio. Thank you, guys. It was fucking awesome.
Thank you.
It was very fun.
I want to thank,
you.
Chad
enjoyable.
For serving in the armed forces, by the way, and I mean that sincerely, even though you had to work for an asshole. But at least you didn't get turned into an asshole in return. Seriously, if you know somebody who's a vet, hug them because they're getting fucked right now in the ass. And not voluntarily, I might add, and not in a nice way. Yeah, I just want to say, I know somebody personally. I can't say who he is, but he's a 55-year-old man, 56-year-old man who's just been shipped off to Afghanistan for a year and a half. Yep, George Bush loves the vets. Anyway, no more politics tonight. We're going to play some Def Leppard to get your mind clear of all this horribleness. When we come back next week, I'm actually off next week. Kiss My Fist and Kyle MCDC may fill in for me. I'll explain later. I'm going to San Frantastic next week. It'll be awesome. And when I return in 2 weeks, we're going to have our special Getting Back to Our Roots episode. And now
I have an orchestra concert that night.
Oh yeah, she has an orchestra. Basically, we'll probably be off next week. So we'll be back 2 weeks from tonight with an all new theme
guest
party.
Host visitors queue, baby.
Woohoo! That might actually happen. We will, of course, keep you posted. In the meantime, I want to remind everybody out there listening that no matter what you do, never be ashamed to be seen having a really good time loudly. And now,
MySpace for the visitors' queue.
www.myspace.com/thevisitorsqueue.
Thank you.
Also, you might send us an email at themeparty@gmail.com. You can also go to our MySpace account, which is myspace.com/themepartyradio. And now, without any further ado,
Def Leppard.
Def Leppard. And we shall play one more song after this. Then we're going to get drunk. So good night. We love you.
Lady love never smiles. Surrender your love to me a while. Do with me what you will. Break the spell. Take your fill. Yeah.
Some girls go for bling, but I like the ring. I don't answer my phone until my voicemail pings, cause I like the tones on my cellular phone. Otherwise, I'd rather just leave it at home. So call me up now, but I probably won't answer. I'll be hanging on the corner doing this spastic dancer, moving my feet to the funky beat that comes from my phone's magical tones.
So call me on my cellular phone. Call me, call me on my cellular phone. Call me, call me on my cellular phone. Because I got the very best ringtone.
What up, yo? There's nobody home. So leave your name, your number, and your message as a tone. I'm like grown, cause I bought this new phone. But you know it doesn't have my favorite ringtone. It's ice though, cause Kimaki fits a tight flow. You think that your ringtone's alright? It's quite frightful. And if you call, I'm gonna let it go. Cause I got the very best ringtone.
So call me on my cellular phone. Call me on my cellular phone. Call me on my cellular phone. Because I got the very best ringtone.
Break it down. Hello?
Hello, sweetheart, it's Mom.
Mom, I can't talk right now, I'm recording a song.
Oh, sweetheart, I just wanted to know, are you wearing clean underwear?
Yes. Mom, I gotta go.
Okay, love you, Pookie, bye.
Love you, Mom, bye.
Some people like Kanye, some people like 50, but I think my tone is particularly nifty. I made it one night when I was home alone, and dialing random numbers on my cellular phone. I found a certain combination, I think it was 628. I took one listen and thought, wow, that's great! The next thing I knew, I had a really funky break, and I just couldn't help it. It made my hips shake. I took it to a club that just wasn't happening. Everybody there was either sitting or standing. That is, until my phone started grooving. And don't you know, this whole place started moving.
So call me on my cellular phone. Call me on my cellular phone. Call me on my cellular phone. Because I got the very best ringtone. Call me on my cellular phone.
That's right.
Call me on my cellular phone.
Okay.
Call me on my cellular phone. Because I got the very best ringtone.
Uh-huh. You got it right,
That was nifty.
Pretty nice, yeah.